Jerry Bader, Show 1007, Dire Straits, Walk of Life, Jason's Classic Cut on a Tuesday. I want to read an email from a liberal who emails the show, but never does. I have his email address, but doesn't put a name on it. I usually ignore him because they're pretty unintelligent emails, but I want to share this one. He's referring to Dave's call on public pensions. That last caller is a perfect example of why you get so little calls from liberals. You interrupted him, cut him off, and pod him down. I believe he means potted him down. Because you are loosing the argument. Lucy! Because you are loosing the argument. This is a pattern with you, any liberal callers. I'm going to read it exactly the way he wrote it. Next time you challenge a liberal to call in and defend a liberal position, remember this call. Don't believe it? Rewind it. The 80s call, they want your VCR back. Rewind it and play it yourself. We haven't rewound anything in a long time around here. He was making too much sense and to be stopped. Now, I let Dave go. If you go back and listen to that call, I let him go interrupted for a long time to make his case. He's throwing out a lot of facts that I didn't have in evidence here. Dave tried to say that local entities... A friend goes too long. Great point, Chris. But that was my point, that I wanted to be fair. Most conservative listeners are pulling their hair out because I let Dave go so long, but I wanted to be fair. This mental midget thinks I cut him off and cut him short and pod him down. No, I let him make his case. Dave failed to mention that government entities had to make up when the market fell. He left that little fact out. Well, we took pay cuts 40 years ago. Not you. You were probably in diapers. That's the part that makes sense. Now, I did give him too much time. I agree, Chris. Trying to be fair. All right, now on to other things. This story was out there last week. I didn't get to it. It was in the Fond du Lac Reporter newspaper, but that reporting is now in Gannett papers around the state. It deals with what's being called a censorship debate at Fond du Lac High School, which used to be Goodrich High School back when I was there. They built, I believe, a new high school, and now it's just Fond du Lac High School. We have taken these issues up before. What free speech rights do students have in a student newspaper? Courts have ruled again and again that the final arbiters of what goes in the school newspaper are school administration and teachers. Now, this is a very interesting debate. I won't read it all, but I'm going to read just some of Sharon Rosnick's reporting for Gannett, Wisconsin Media. There was a student protest at the high school yesterday over new censorship rules for publication after article on rape. Fond du Lac High School journalists have launched a petition this week. I'm sorry, it's a petition, not a protest, to halt censorship by school officials of a student publication. The new administrative mandate was spurred by the February issue of Cardinal Columns that featured a story titled "The Rape Joke," written by Fond du Lac High School senior Tanvi Coomer. The investigative piece documents a prevailing rape culture within the school and its impact on students who are survivors of sexual abuse. The piece features stories of three rape victims, their names changed. On Monday, Fond du Lac High School principal John Wiltsius told journalism classes new school guidelines require that all stories meet his approval before publication and are subject to rejection. The school principal is now going to review everything that goes in the student paper before it's published. Superintendent Dr. James Siebert said he took issue with a picture on the inside cover that shows a woman described, as laying lifeless in the middle of cardboard boxes. On that page, the editors explained the cover photo selection process and why they rejected that laying lifeless picture for the cover. The most recent edition raised some questions in my mind after reading it as to interference with the educational process, educational environment, and the rights of other students, Siebert said in an email to Gannett Wisconsin Media. He points to aspects of the rape joke article, which includes some graphic description of the types of a rape a student endured, a letter from the editor called The Punchline, and a Pledge of Allegiance editorial that instructs students on their rights not to stand during the pledge as questionable material for a school publication. So there was also an article telling kids they didn't have to stand for the pledge. Siebert said he and Wilsey has met with Matthew Smith, the print journalism teacher at the high school and advisor to the magazine staff, to discuss the issues. School board policy outlines expectations for student publications and states they are subject to school guidelines as determined by the principal. The principal may refuse to publish any materials for numerous reasons, according to the new school guidelines. And then they say the author fires back. The controversy has spurred a flurry of comments as the petition on the petition site, as well as the Twitter account at Cardinal Columns and Coomer's account, where she fired back in a publicly posted letter to Siebert. In it, she states the article had a lasting effect on the student body and inspired many people. The story is not false, defamatory, libelous, vulgar, or profane. Unless you view survivors of horrendous atrocities speaking out against a culture that opposes them as profane or vulgar rather than revolutionary or novel, she wrote. Cardinal Columns art designer, 18-year-old Austin Klawicki, said other articles written about school issues did not raise eyebrows. He spoke about the newly imposed censorship rule at the Monday meeting of the Fond du Lac school board. There have been stories about bomb threats, stories about theft, drug dealers in the school, a gay student coming out, and none of those raised a red flag. The story actually helped people. So I am confused, he said. Since the article was published, Klawicki said he has not heard any rape jokes in school. So they had two stories. One included graphic descriptions of rape a student says they endured. Another was instructing students that they have a right not to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I have two questions for you. Do you think those topics should be off limits for a student newspaper? And do you agree with the principal now editing every article before publication of the student newspaper? Is that censorship, or is that the administration's responsibility to watch what students are publishing before it's published? 406-1360, 888-455-1360, it's 1015.
Things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.